What sort of adjustments have you made to your leadership style during this time?
It's a great question, and I'm trying to look back into the last few weeks to see how they affected me. I think that for the people who know me well, I'm more of an adaptive leader. I don't think there is only one style that suits every situation, right? And definitely this one. I would say that in my principles and my beliefs on what I think we should focus on and how, in order to bring change, in order to bring unity, in order to bring results, I don't think much of these of that and my attitude and my values has changed, even though I can see that at different times during the last month with this kind of pressure, I can see myself behaving a little bit different here and there. I think I have become a little bit more understanding of certain situations. It's easy to say, oh, we can do the same thing from home. Doing it myself, it might even be more difficult. Imagine you have mothers with kids who now cannot go to school. You have a household with many members where you really have to juggle the family and the challenges within that environment under the circumstances in a positive manner, and yet compose yourself and get onto a meeting and look good, sound good, and be professional and make sure that you do the job that you were doing otherwise in very, very different circumstances. I think that needs a bit of understanding and appreciation to the people who have to adapt to this situation. And then at the same time also, everything, for some reason, has become faster and more challenging, super fast. And you jump from one meeting to another. And so I became more appreciative of that and more understanding. I don't think my expectations from myself and from my team have changed, because while all this is happening, we still need to deliver. And we still need to, like you said before, which I completely agree, do things different, learn different skills, and adjust and be ready on how to win the game when this is over. So in terms of my values and where and how I take decisions and judge situations, that hasn't changed. There are some hard things that you will never compromise. You will never compromise your integrity, your focus on excellence, no matter what, from where you do the job. And my all-time favorite belief that has guided me always throughout my journey in many different cultures and companies is the three P's: people, product, profit, that is, but in that order. And so under these circumstances, the principle of the three P's has become even more important than ever before. I've been touting and practicing this principle from Japan to Taiwan and Malaysia for many, many years, for the last 20 years plus. And this time, under these circumstances, this is precisely the number one principle that I, as a leader, is focusing on. And I say this because never before, the number one priority needs to be on the people. We might have the best systems, we might have the best IT infrastructure, and yet the most vulnerable asset that we have is the people. And that's what we need to protect and respect first. And this current pressure and situation brought that principle, in my opinion, to the very, very forefront. And if the people are not capable on ideating and crafting these strategies and plans that is going to take us out of this storm successfully, then what are we doing? So my principles and values and modus operandi as a leader hasn't really changed much. It has changed when my appreciation became bigger for certain areas, as I mentioned before. Hope that makes sense.
Yeah, thank you. So what you're saying is it perhaps amplified a little bit of what you do. But if I can summarize, in fact, you know, you've been serving your apprenticeship for many years, and you've honed your values. I refer to a compass north. You've got a very strong compass north. And in fact, because you've got a strong compass north or a set of values, that has made you ready, battle ready, for what we're going through right now. It's strengthened you for where we are right now. Yeah? Would that be a fair summary?
You're correct.
Yeah, right.
You are absolutely correct. As they say, I guess a good captain is the one who can maneuver the ship during the storm, not calm waters, right? So
that's right.
I welcome the challenge, because if we see it positively, we will come out of it stronger. I know that's easy to say, and I know it is very difficult to do, and God knows that I'm on my knees many times throughout every single day with tough decisions that you need to take, but there is no other way.
Yeah. You've used, Andreas, again, it's classic Andreas. It's, you know, you use the word positive so many times, you know, just you're, you know, by nature you're a positive person, but it's about radiating that hope and that positivity and, as you say, reframing the current into a better future. That's what I'm getting from you, from what you're saying so far.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right.